This is Step 6, Module 6, Day 6. We're going on over how to stay in the zone by ridding yourself of mental clutter. And we're going over this phrase over and over, I said to myself. And we're talking about addressing the shoulds. I'm driving home, Pittsburgh. One day my car breaks down, blocking a major exit, the Kerwin Heights exit of a major interstate, I-79, 520, on a Friday afternoon. This was a religious experience for me, because everyone was yelling for me to go be fruitful and multiply, and that's not exactly what they were saying. I came home, my wife said, you look good today. I said, yeah, I have self-esteem. I had hand signals tell me I was number one. So I got my car out of the way the best I could, but I was blocking traffic. So I ran to a gas station. And I said to this fellow, maybe a quarter mile from the exit, you've got to get me towed. I'll pay cash. He said to me in a very calm voice, you should have come an hour ago. Our tow truck's out. I should have come an hour ago. My car was running like a peach an hour ago. I'm thinking, this guy, are you a fruitcake? The answer is, we have that fruitcake in us. We say crazy shoulds like that all of the time. And we've gone over two areas so far. Expecting others to be what they are, not what we think they should be. And other people's opinion. Next. The environment should be easier. I can tell you when I had a private practice how many young people would come into my office just jumping up and down, screaming, ecstatic. Doc, we wanted to see and talk to you one time. What's up? We're getting married. I used to think, you know what, marriage is a wonderful thing, but you shouldn't be jumping up and down. Do you have any kind of a concept what's coming? The answer is no. They didn't. And I bet they didn't make it. One day, a young man was telling a story to his friend about his father just passed away. And he said, one day we went away to the beach, and I stole a comic book. And my father said, where'd you get that? And he said, I stole it. After coercing, I stole it. They mailed the comic book back. He said, I stole a second comic book from a grocery store. My dad said, where did you get that? He knew. So we got in the car and took it back. Then one day shopping, I stole another one. I was shopping with my mother, and my dad walked in and said, where'd you get it? I told him I stole it. He said, my dad, out of frustration, it was the only time he ever did it in his whole life, my father spanked me. His friend asked a grown man, did you stop stealing comic books? He said, yes. He said, did the spanking do it? He said, no, not really. He said, then what did it? He said, hearing my dad cry out in the hallway after he spanked me, I'm pretty sure that did. The market should be easy. Teaching these kids should be easy. Being married should be easy. Raising a teenager should be easy. Dealing with aging elderly parents, that should be easy. It never was meant to be. And once you understand it's not easy, you'll be okay with it. It kind of doesn't matter. You don't even expect it to be. It's not even a conversation. It's not that things are hard. It's that we expect them to be easy. And we've got to come to some point here where we say, you know what? This never was easy. It never was meant to be easy. But I'm going to stand up to it. I was speaking to the University of Miami before they played in Nebraska for the national championship, and a fabulous player, fabulous man, young man, Joaquin Gonzalez, stands up and says, I expect Nebraska to be the best football team I've ever played against. So tomorrow in the Rose Bowl and the national championship, I will be the best I've ever been. I will, every single play, bring the very best of me. That game wasn't even close. The next year, Miami played Ohio State. And one of the players stood up. Joaquin and his leadership was gone. And he said, I don't expect Ohio State to be very good. So watch me just toss this player around the field all day. Well, I think Ohio State did most of the tossing, even though Miami was supposed to win. What happened was they expected tough, and they brought the best them. And then it was kind of easy. Expect tough. Bring the best you. And then it will be easy. Don't walk around saying it should be easy. It's never supposed to be. You might get lucky. Expect it to be hard. No shoulds. Bring a good you.